number 3 of the Nurturing Your Wild Soul Retreat, Meeting Your Inner Wise Woman. Welcome back to the third hour of the Nurturing Your Wild Soul Retreat. I hope that your second hour gave you some new and clear insights about how you stay connected and how you don't. I also hope that through the process, you're feeling more relaxed and have slowed down to feel the beauty of who you are and the special one-of-a-kind uniqueness that is you. I think it's all part of falling in love with yourself. Don't you agree? Your final hour is devoted to meeting your inner wise woman. Perhaps you have connected with her before, or perhaps this is very new to you. We all have that wild soul woman inside. She's in complete alignment with Source and our purpose here on the earth. She's who we are and who we're becoming. I know, this is a paradox, as she can be embodied in the present moment, even as she represents a future you, where you have access to even more of your own authentic wisdom. Now, before we go on, if you feel the need for a light snack or some tea, go ahead and make yourself something. You can also decide that in not eating and keeping yourself more empty, shall we say, that you can use that to feel even deeper and deeper into yourself. It's your choice, whatever you think is right. So now get into a comfortable position with your pillows around you again. Make that nest that feels safe and completely your own. If you have a meditation posture that you like, take it now. If not, just listen to your body and find a posture that's comfortable where you can breathe easily and fully. You can sit up or lay down. Just trust what feels right to you. Close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. Let go of any thoughts or whatever was happening before now. By focusing on your breath, you can come completely into this moment, watching it come in and out. Do a body scan to see where you might be holding any tension and just release it. Just watch it become fluid, liquid, and flow right out of your body with ease. Now, imagine you are standing in front of a clear, still pond. Everything is still around you. You are a reflection of this pond. Your mind is settled, and you have clarity and an openness to receive whatever comes. Breathe this image of the pond for a few moments. I'm going to lead you now through a short meditation. I will leave some quiet time for you to visualize your inner wise woman. So just let your imagination guide you. Keeping your eyes closed, call out to your inner wise woman, your wild soul self. See this woman coming towards you and notice and answer these questions. What does she look like? What is her age, do you think? What is she wearing? What is her essence like? What energy do you feel from being around her, from being here with her? Spend some time with her now and hear what she has to say about your retreat day. Does she have a message for you? You can ask her anything you most want to know and then listen deeply to what she has to say. What is she saying about what you need right now, in this hour? What is she saying you need for the future? Spend as much time as you want with her, and then when you're ready, come back to your current time and place. Then write in your journal what you saw, heard, felt, and know to be true about your inner wise woman and what she means to you. Conclude this hour by writing a letter to yourself from your inner wise woman, your wild soul, just to you. It's not for anybody else. What does she want you to know from her deepest heart? Afterwards, take this letter, put it in an envelope, and address it to your current self. Go ahead and seal the envelope. 1 month from now, send this letter to yourself. Now take the rest of this hour, imagining all that you can about your inner wise woman and wild soul. Just let the imagery and the presence, everything about her, soak into your body and your mind. At the top of the hour, return to listen to my final concluding thoughts on the Nurturing Your Wild Soul retreat. I'll talk to you then.